Reading, Labeling GM Food. Part 1. Do you want GM food to be labeled as GM food? Do you think governments should be involved in GM food labeling? It is estimated that as much as 90% of crops used in the U.S. food supply are genetically modified. Few people know this because the food industry does not label GM food because they fear causing safety concerns in customers. Some have suggested that GM labeling would be like putting a skull and crossbones sign on packaging. However, people argue that they should be able to know what they are eating so that they can make an informed choice. Mandatory label laws have come into place in certain countries, but they have not resulted in a positive reaction. Instead, they have led to an increased pressure for stores to stop selling GM products, which have reduced consumer choice and sometimes raised prices. Mandatory labeling is a difficult issue with good points on both sides. GMO, genetically modified organism, is a fairly meaningless term when used alone. Genetic modification is just a technique, but it is not dangerous. As with all techniques, it's how it's used that matters. Labeling food as GMO wouldn't tell you how it was modified, only that it was. A food label with GMO written on it really doesn't tell you anything more than there's science in this food.